A California air show commemorates the 10th anniversary of 9/11. The feds continue pushing the notion of terrorists in small planes. And the world will spend $10 billion on airport screening equipment this year. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, September 6th, 2011. The 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks is this Sunday, and the California Capital Air Show at Sacramento Mather Airport plans to commemorate the anniversary with what's described as one of the largest memorial flower drops ever seen. Local businesses and suppliers from as far away as South America are said to have combined efforts to provide flowers to load aboard a U.S. Coast Guard C-130 Hercules from Air Station Sacramento, enough to allow a flower drop along the entire 11,300-foot length of runway 4 right, 22 left. In an official statement, organizers promise, quote, "Petals will fall gently to the ground, providing several minutes of silence in honor of those who are no longer standing by our sides." The air show's missing man formation flight will feature World War II fighter aircraft rarely seen together. Attendees will literally feel the rumble in their chests as these priceless warbirds roar by, unquote. The California Capital Air Show runs Saturday and Sunday and includes performances by the F-15 Strike Eagle team, Patriots jet team, Otto the helicopter, and more. A letter from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security has been sent to agencies around the U.S. warning of a continuing threat of attack by terrorists using small aircraft. ANN has learned that the five-page bulletin states, quote, "Al-Qaeda and its affiliates have maintained an interest in obtaining aviation training, particularly on small aircraft, and in recruiting Western individuals for training in Europe or the United States," unquote. The bulletin does go on to admit, quote, "We do not have current credible information or intelligence of an imminent attack being planned," unquote. At least two of the 9/11 hijackers took their initial training in Cessna 172s, but even they knew small GA aircraft would make lousy weapons. DHS spokesman Matthew Chandler defended release of the bulletin, despite no evidence of such a plan underway, saying it was distributed, quote, "to highlight the need for continued awareness and vigilance," unquote. Part of the continuing legacy of the 9/11 attacks is the escalated security spending. In a new report titled "The Airport Passenger Screening Systems Market 2011 through 2021, Vision Gain reports the global airport passenger screening systems market will reach an ominous milestone in 2011, $10 billion in spending. The report's summary states, quote, "Vision Gain identifies the Middle East and the Asia Pacific as key regional markets to watch out for, owing to the robust growth path of their economies, which is stimulating domestic demand for civil aviation and encouraging greater levels of investment in airport passenger screening systems," unquote. The proprietary study is available for sale to clients in the industry. Diamond Aircraft tells ANN its single-engine jet development program resumed flight testing of D-Jet prototypes following their temporary grounding after a funding shortfall and employee furloughs back in March. Diamond President Peter Maurer says it's been a boost to morale. Quote, "Being able to bring back part of the team allowed us to resume flight operations while finalizing detailed design work and starting the production of conforming aircraft 004, unquote. The one-hour flight of D-Jet 003, the first since March 27th of 2011, included shakedown of aircraft systems, control sweeps, gear cycling, flap cycling, verification of navigation equipment and software, several touch-and-goes, and completion of some control system test points. Up next on ANN, AFA and United agree to more focused mediation. NASA's desert rats welcome you to their open house. And the Russians find a helicopter while looking for a spacecraft. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Twenty.
We're back to wrap up your Aero briefing for Tuesday, September 6th. I'm Paul Platt. The Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, and United Continental Holdings Incorporated announced Friday agreement on a new expedited mediation process modeled on the National Mediation Board's expedited mediation program. The company and the AFA will focus on limited issues. The negotiations will aim to reach agreement for a new contract covering about 12,000 flight attendants working at United. An agreement is already in effect covering flight attendants at Continental. After reaching an agreement for the United flight attendants, the company and AFA have agreed on a time frame to begin negotiations on a joint contract for all flight attendants. The AFA represents more than 21,000 flight attendants at United and Continental. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers and the Aerospace Industries Association sent a joint letter to President Obama Thursday, urging him to preserve the aerospace and defense industry and its high-skilled workforce. The letter urges, quote, "As you finalize proposals to save and create American jobs, we urge you to consider the vital role that our second-to-none aerospace and defense industry has played in America's global leadership, and to keep in mind the many thousands of aerospace and defense workers that face the loss of their jobs in these difficult economic times," unquote. The letter was timed to arrive over Labor Day. For years, members of NASA's Desert Rats, that's short for Research and Technology Studies, have been trekking to the Flagstaff, Arizona area for annual testing. This year, you're invited to come along and see what they're up to. The Desert Rats Community Day will happen from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time this Sunday, 40 miles north of Flagstaff on U.S. Highway 89, less than 1 mile past the 454-mile marker on the right. Desert Rats is one of several analog tests that NASA uses to try out new hardware and ideas for future use in space exploration. The 2011 Desert Rats test is simulating a mission to an asteroid using prototype rovers called space exploration vehicles, habitat mockups, and a humanoid robot identical to the one currently living on board the International Space Station. Astronauts and geologists are teaming up to try out different methods of exploration, and a team of mission and science operation personnel is monitoring the test from the Mission Control Center at Johnson Space Center in Houston. On Sunday, attendees will be able to get an up-close look at the hardware being tested and talk with NASA scientists, engineers, technicians, and even astronauts about their work. And finally today, Russian crews looking for the wreckage of the unmanned Progress Supply spacecraft that failed to achieve orbit last month still haven't found it, but they have run across the wreckage of an Mi-2 helicopter, which went down in 1975 on a firefighting mission. RT.com reports all six people aboard that helicopter got out alive after it came down in a swamp and burned, but the wreckage had never been recovered. Maybe they'll luck out and find what's left of Progress 44 while looking for a missing helicopter in the year 2046. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.